Let us start. First, I would like to welcome the CEO of HateSpace, Jason Trethoven, if I pronounce your name correctly.
You did.
Thank you very much. So tell us more about the HateSpace, especially the Father's Campaign, in relation to mental health issues.
Yeah, sure. Look, mental health, as everyone appreciates, is something that is becoming more topical and discussed a lot more, and also a lot more call for more services to support people who are in need. And this particular campaign that HateSpace, the National Youth Mental Health Foundation, has initiated this week is a father and sons campaign. And what it's aiming to do is to promote a conversation between fathers and sons in relation to any particular warning signs or concerns about mental health. A lot of things go unsaid between young people and their parents, especially when it comes to mental health. So this campaign is to open up conversations between parents and young people, particularly fathers and sons, just to help identify mental health issues and raise awareness, and also, should they need to seek professional help, then to point them towards those services.
It is a very sensitive issue when we come to mental health. It is believed that mostly men or young men or still feel ashamed or being stigmatized as a stereotype or to talk about their feelings. So what can be done to break the ice?
Yeah, look, I think what we have to recognize that as a country, not unlike a lot of other countries around the world, is that we, in particular men I'm focusing on, have been not great at opening up about mental health issues. They have not been typically great at seeking help when they need it. 75% of mental health issues come on onset before the age of 25. So HateSpace obviously promotes early intervention, which means should you be experiencing any signs of distress or sadness or feelings that may relate to anxiety or depression, is to seek help. And some of those signs can be as much from a relationship breakdown, school or exam-related pressures, maybe drug and alcohol use or experimentation, and indeed any bullying that may be occurring in the schoolyard or online, are all external factors which actually can contribute to someone feeling mentally unwell.
According to the ABS statistics that show in 2015, it's quite worrisome because one in three men compared to women commit suicide.
Men will die from suicide at three times the rate.
Yeah, that's right.
And I guess that's again an indicator. Suicide is obviously a very complex matter. And one of the factors that we've highlighted is that 13% of men who do experience mental health issues are seeking help, which leaves many thousands of young men suffering in silence. And as I said before, getting on top of those mental health issues at an earlier age will place you a lot better for, living a more healthier life as you age. So that's why it's so important that we try to break down this stigma. And in many ways, the stigma is reducing around mental health, particularly amongst this young generation we have now. But we also need to promote it more, and so that they can feel confident that it's just as good to talk about your mental health as it is your physical health.
Jenny Kieran, senior clinician from HateSpace, also mentioned that mostly people still feel ashamed to ask for support. And is there anything that can be done to encourage people to talk more about mental health issues?
Yeah, it's so true. There's an element of shame, and look, there's also an element of fear, particularly amongst young people, where they may not want to worry mum and dad. Mum and dad's response could be, perceived as going to be something dramatic, and that they're going to worry a lot. In fact, parents actually want to hear; they do want to help, and they will often surprise a young person in terms of how they respond to the issues that have been expressed. So the idea that yes, we have been not so good at opening up, but there are ways of doing it, and it's not easy. It depends on the family and depends on the individual, but you can open up discussions, but don't wait necessarily until you see the warning signs. Start the conversation early. Start the conversation when there's perceived wellness in the young person's mind, and that way then when or if it does come down the track that they are displaying those mood swings or skipping meals or poor sleep or skipping school, then you can have that conversation more openly then as well.
According to the news recently, the government also provides millions of dollars for mental health issue. And is there any other contribution or participation or involvement from community, the public, or especially the young people themselves?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, firstly, there are many services in place in communities across Australia around supporting their mental health. They're not always easy to understand or navigate when you are in, you know, high periods of distress. One of the initiatives of the federal government some 10 years ago was the establishment of Headspace, which is a series of healthcare hubs, if you like, places where young people have informed the design and the way in which they work to make it a real comforting and welcoming environment to see a doctor, to see someone who can help counsel them if they need some therapy as well. They can also support them in terms of helping them stay in school and study and talk about any relationship breakdown issues that they might be experiencing. There are services also online. E-Headspace is a service that's been operating now for some years now. That's open between 9 a.m. and 1 a.m. where often web chats from young people who are expressing some of their issues with their own mental health.
Do you have any thing to add apart from what we have just mentioned?
Yeah, I think one thing I wanted to say was it's important to remember that just because a young person is going through a tough time, it doesn't mean they will develop mental health issues. A supportive family can make a big difference to how well a young person copes with the kinds of events that I explained before around school or exam-related pressures, drug and alcohol use or experimentation, or those relationship breakups with a friend or with a partner. So it's why we're promoting the conversation as much as anything, so we can reduce the stigma associated with mental health and make it fine for people to talk.
Thank you very much for your time, Jason Treethoven.
It's a pleasure.
The Headspace. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.